important difference is that, unlike 18 years ago, only the suburbs of major cities were involved in protests, while this time, major cities are also burning with the anger of protesters. Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, who had recently been freed from widespread protest against the new retirement law, sees himself in a difficult situation. The appearance of the situation shows that he is currently trying to take a middle ground. He is not fully cooperating with angry people, nor does he appear to be suppressing them entirely. Macron's critics say the current situation is the result of his government's policies on immigrants. They accuse Macron of being lenient on immigration laws and say that France is on the brink of a civil war, and the situation is similar to a jungle rule in the country. Some French media believe that the teenager's murder is a product of a law passed in 2017. This law, which was passed after the deadly attacks in 2015 in France, gives the police more power to control drivers, inspect them, and use firearms. Statistics show that after the passage of this law, police shootings of drivers have significantly increased. However, it seems that the root of the events in France these days should be examined somewhat deeper. The fire and anger burning in France is the product of a combination of several dark realities with high explosive potential. Lower-class teenagers and youth, mostly immigrants and people of color, feel that this incident could easily happen to them. They deeply and increasingly identify with the 17-year-old victim of this tragedy. The next point is a general emotional feeling that has been institutionalized and accumulated in this lower class. Despite all the protest, their voice does not seem to be heard, and apparently nothing is going to change. They have clear signs of this feeling of frustration. When they were in shock and grief over the unwarranted killing by the police, Macron and his wife were shaking their feet to the rhythm of music at Elton John concert. Another issue is systematic racism and high degree of police violence in France, to the extent that the police in the country have become famous, at least among the police forces of European countries. Africans and Muslims are the main targets of this aggressive and racist behavior. Another point that has a fundamental role in France's colonial history, especially in Africa, the wounds of French colonization have not yet been healed. The victim of the unwarranted shooting was of Algerian descent. 1.5 million Algerians were killed during France's colonization of Algeria that lasted for more than 130. And until a few years ago, the skulls of Algerian resistance leaders were kept in the Paris Museum of Anthropology. Although the teenagers in the suburbs of Paris are fourth-generation immigrants of African descent, the heavy shadow of French colonial crimes still weighs heavily on their identity. Attaching the metro line to these poor suburbs does not heal this old wound. The fire and anger of 2005 ended after 3 weeks with a state of emergency, travel ban, and imprisonment of those who ignored it. Perhaps the French government can once again use the same tactic to control the fire caused by the unwarranted killing, but this fire will not be extinguished, and it waits for another spark.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jahad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers in this program, trying to help me criticize movies with religious themes, in which this episode we try to criticize the movie Fatima, produced in 2020, directed by Marco Pantocorvo. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, greetings.
Greetings back to you, Brother Jawad, inshallah.
Thank you very much. Inshallah, we in this episode and the upcoming ones, we try to address and criticize the movie Fatima, produced in 2020, starring actresses and actors such as Joachim de Almeida, Harvey Keitel, Lucia Moniz, Stephanie Gill, Alejandro Howard, George Blameless, to just name a few. IMDb, of course, gave this movie 6.6 out of 10, and Rotten Tomatoes, 57%. The box office was around $537,000, not million dollars, and I didn't find anything regarding the budget of this movie, by the way. And the whole movie is about a trial of faith, unfolds at the apex of World War I, when secrets are revealed to three courageous Portuguese children through a series of apparitions, while their doubting family and aggressive government officials try to silence them. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, and then we'll be back with his criticism with Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Don't go away.
I believe.
Believe?
I have hope.
I have hope.
And I love God.
I love God. I love God.
Pray for peace.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers in the program, trying to help me criticize the movie Fatima, producing 2020, directed by Marco Pantocorvo. Sayyid Abdullah, one of the girls, basically Lucia, the major character in the movie, seems to have a vision of an angel-like or lady that we later on understand this is Virgin Mary, right, in the movie, as portrayed in the movie, teaching her to believe and love God and pray for peace in the time of World War I, after showing her a glimpse of the battle of the World War I.
Yep.
How could that happen? Can angels, Jesus, figures such as Virgin Mary be seen like that?
Well, it's a very complicated question. Mm-hmm. Like Brother Yasser always says, it requires you to dive into something else in order to get an answer. So you like you need to know how the other realms work in order for this to work.
Yes.
But generally speaking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given certain personalities the ability to come to Earth. Now, whether they have or not, that's a different issue altogether. Mm-hmm. Now, for example, can Isa alayhi salam appear? Yes, he can. He's alive. You know, can his mother appear? No, she's dead. Can Allah bring her to Raj'a? Yes, he can. You know what I mean? Can the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam come back to life and walk around us without us knowing, or they can present themselves? They can. So the possibility of them doing these things obviously is always that they can do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant them that permission.
Mm-hmm.
Do angels also take form to show themselves to people? They can. But always you would ask myself, like, for what purpose would that serve?
Mm-hmm.
Of an angel taking form and trying to teach kids to believe in God. Like, what purpose does it serve? Now, sometimes because with this movie specifically, because it is called Fatima, right?
Right.
And even the city now is called Fatima. It's about 71 kilometer square miles.
Why this name? Of all the names?
Yeah, so exactly. So, because obviously she announced her name to be Fatima. Now,
But she says, I'm the lady of the
Rosemary.
Yeah, so when it happened, I remember back in the day when I was a kid, when this happened, like, all the Shia went crazy. Like, this is Lady Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
Fatima to Zahra, alayhi salam, appeared there. Now, the Christians, obviously, they don't believe in Fatima to Zahra, so they have to call her
Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary.
Yes.
And so, obviously, then the story changes. It's not much of what actually, if I trying to think of the events, not much of what actually the kids were. The kids were in communication with the presence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did this presence take form? Obviously, that's not clear, not in the story, not in the movie either.
Yes.
So did the lady, whether it's Virgin Mary, whether Fatima Zahra or an angel, did they actually take a form? No one knows. But the least that they knew that there were some sort of communication, until there was a point where the miracle happened to prove the existence of such a lady, because everyone was, you know,
mm-hmm.
they had it until a point where it has to be done publicly. So, like I said, it's one of these concepts you really need to dig deep.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, so
for just cutting this story short for us. Thank you very much. Let's take a break by listening to a part of the movie Fatima, produced in 2020, and then we'll be back with this criticism. Don't go away.
I have so many questions, Sister Lucia, but let me start with the most obvious one. If someone were to say to you now, why what happened all those years ago had to have happened to you of all people, how would you respond?
Because it was necessary.
Necessary.
To spread her message.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Brother Yasser, nearly at the beginning of the movie, the interviewer, basically the professor, who went to the old Lucia to ask him an interview about her visions, one of the seers. Why would that vision happen to you of all the people? And she said, this is her response. It was necessary to spread her message, right? Is that a good enough reason?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Understanding that the child, or the younger version of that same saint, was 10 at the time. She may not have known why it actually happened, or the reason why she was chosen, or the reason that she saw this particular vision,
mm-hmm.
or apparition, or this, if you want to put it in the Islamic terms, this mukashifa, this unveiling.
Right. Yes.
Right? You don't know. But it actually is necessary. Maybe it was necessary because what was happening from the other side of things, we saw that the governor of that particular village was very anti-religious.
Yes.
Was pushing a very anti-type of religious kind of idea, calling it fables and calling it, what did he call it, superstitions,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. So maybe it was necessary for a small group of people to understand that there is still a connection with the divine, that there is, you know, more than just this material world.
You mean to show him an ayah?
Not even an ayah, for example, or a sign, because the whole world at that time was encapsulated by war,
mm-hmm.
right? World War One.
Yes.
You know, so it just like people throughout the world came to know of this,
mm-hmm.
because Portugal was right smack in the middle of Europe.
Yes.
Right? And when it happened, you know, it didn't, you know, especially to three young girls, or two young girls and a young boy, which shows that the young boy wasn't actually listening. But anyway, that's another thing altogether.
Mm-hmm.
That it was necessary to show that, look, this is not the end of things. Right. It may be. Again, this is just, you know, possible. That don't think that the war is going to end everything.
I see.
There is more to life than just the physical world.
Right.
And I'm proof that there is more to it than just mm-hmm. the physical world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser. Let's take a break by listening to a part of the movie, Fatima, produced in 2020, directed by Marco Pontecorvo. And then we'll be back with his criticism. Don't go away.
Who are you? Where do you come from? Who are you talking to?
Can't you see her?
No! Enough of this joke!
Shh. I come from heaven.
Are you seriously from heaven? Will I go to heaven? I can see her now. What about Jacinta?
Also.
And Francisco?
What? Same, but...
What did she say?
I'll tell you later.
Our friend, Maria de Schneffs.
She's in heaven.
Why did you come? What do you want from us?
You must come back here every month at this time for the next 6 months. Pray the rosary every day to bring peace to the world and to end the war. The world needs peace.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie with religious themes. And one such movie was Fatima that we are trying to criticize with Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Sayyid Abdullah, the three children see the Lady of the Rosary, or Virgin Mary, who tells them that she's from heaven. When they ask them, who are you? She's from heaven and tells the children to pray the rosary every day to bring peace to the world and to end the world, because the world needs it, needs yeah. peace, right? It looks like they did. They were very devoted kids, right?
Mm.
And they took it very seriously, and they were impressed. So they did what she asked. But another world war started. Can we say it didn't happen at all?
The event? Look, like I said, it's one of these things that sometimes... Now, I don't want to confirm nor deny.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, like Brother Yasser said, sometimes when you have an area that is surrounded by war and... whatchamacallit, by war and pain and suffering, sometimes the imagination of human beings run wild, and then we create something just because we want hope out of something. I remember that we also, I think some of the Shias, we do that all the times. When things go worse, we start to look, oh, this is a sign for the Imam, this is to happen, this is going to happen, Sheikh Fulan said this, and then we're trying to create a hype for ourselves just to get us out of this mental situation that we're in. So it could have has happened.
Mm-hmm.
It could possibly happen. They could have seen Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, or Virgin Mary or an angel that in a woman's form. They could have seen that. It's quite possible. It's not gharib or ajib for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create that. And it also it could be just, you know, the, how should I say it? The juice out of the problems that was squeezing the people at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that they needed hope.
Mm-hmm.
So do the rosemary, do the prayers, and you know, a prayer can help end the war. But as we saw, the suffering continued, and even more, like you said, the new war started.
Mm-hmm, I see.
So it could, like I said, it could swing both ways. You just need to look at the facts.
And thank you very much for your nice contribution and comment here, and as well as Brother Yasser. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to this program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We try to criticize the movie Fatima, produced in 2020, directed by Marco Pontecorvo, but unfortunately we couldn't come to the end of its critique, so we have to postpone it to the upcoming episode. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Thought.
Salam, and in fact, plenty of salams to you all on the occasion of the day on which God Almighty perfected religion by ordering His last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to declare Imam Ali, peace upon him, as the vicegerent while returning from his farewell Hajj pilgrimage. So let us contemplate upon an aphorism by the leader of the pious, Imam Ali, peace upon him. Failures are often the results of timidity and fears. Disappointments are the results of bashfulness. Hours of leisure pass away like summer clouds. Therefore, do not waste opportunity of doing good.
This is IRIB English Radio. Iranian news, Iranian culture, Iranian voice. www.parstoday.com/en.
Carpets woven with love. Part 3.
If the Pazaric rug showed that the history of carpet weaving in Iran goes back 2,400 years ago, these findings showed carpet weaving in the Iranian plateau goes back to more than 3,000 years ago. But it was not just the discovery of the Sumba Valley in Turkmenistan that changed our knowledge of the history of carpet with the discovery of weaving tools. At the same time, in Iran, a fatal accident resulted in a great change. In 1354, rain and flood in Fars province caused an ancient grave to come out from under the ancient mud. The person who discovered this ancient grave was a Kashkai man, and the location of this grave was in the northwest of Rajed, near Kamfaruz. The important point was the object that was found in this grave. Iranian linguist Ali Hassouri later obtained its specifications by examining that object, something like a bayonet but very delicate, which could not be used for striking and was probably only used for cutting. Another tool was a kind of needle called jafalduz with a round head and 45 centimeters long. These graves belong to women, just like the ones discovered in Turkmenistan. Another strong indication of the presence of carpet weaving in the Iranian plateau. From Pazaric in the valleys of Serbia to the Sumba Valley in Turkmenistan, to Kamfaruz of Fars province in the south of Iran, traces of Iranian carpets can be found. But the ancient signs left of carpet are not limited to these. Some ancient signs are kept in the National Museum of Iran, like these carpet knotting hooks, which date back to 1300 to 800 BC. These ancient Lauriston knotting knives from the first millennium BC. All these evidences point to the antiquity of the art of carpet weaving in Iran, an art that fortunately was not forgotten in the course of historical developments. In the Parthian era, despite the long rule of this dynasty, there are no significant documents regarding the situation of carpet weaving. However, the traces of this era can be found here. The ruins of the ancient city of Khumus near Damghan. Between the years 1339 and 1349 AH, the city was subjected to extensive excavations by foreign archaeologists, which led to the discovery of this fluffy piece. This is a piece of fluffy carpet whose tufts are curly and not made of undyed wool. Although some consider this work to belong to the Parthenon era, there is also the possibility that it belongs to the Sassanid era. Today, this piece of carpet is kept in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. However, not all Sassanid carpets have been kept in the world's major museums. This picture is one of the most important documents left behind from a large Sassanid carpet. A carpet whose size and dimensions were clear, and if it was available to the public, it could increase our knowledge of the history of Iranian carpets. But this carpet was sold to a private collector for only $950,000 in an auction in London in October 2010, and now it is no longer available to us. 3 years before this sale in 2007, a semi-carbon test on the carpet showed that probably 95% this carpet was woven between 380 and 600 AD, i.e. in the second half of the Sassanid era, and with a probability of 68%, the more accurate date should be 420 to 540 AD, except for this carpet which was lost in the contemporary era. Another famous carpet also vanished into thin air at the end of the Sassanid era. From Takkasra, or Khasrov Palace, the throne of the Sassanid kings, only this facade remains, which today is located in Iraq near the city of Baghdad. This facade, which the Arabs called Divan-e-Madain, is one of the architectural masterpieces remained from the Sassanid era. According to Muslims' historical accounts, this famous carpet of Baheristan was spread in this same facade and this same palace, and after the Arab invasion, it was torn into pieces as a booty.
Thank you.
Sabari writes in its history that the size of this carpet was 60 arsh in 60 arsh. Today's researchers say that this size is about 27 meters by 27 meters in today's measurement. Therefore, the Baharistan carpet has been an extremely large rug, that maybe until that time there were no such large carpets. This carpet was decorated with pieces of jewelry made of emerald and aquamarine. Some believe that the presence of jewels indicate that this carpet was not a knotted rug, but rather a kilim. However, a British researcher named Frederick Martin proved that a knotted carpet can also be studded with jewels. What he took as an example was this carpet. A studded carpet woven with gold in Topkapi Palace Museum of Turkey, which was woven by Ottoman artisans for more than 170 years, and the king sat on it in important ceremonies. Today, there is no trace of the great Baharistan carpet, except in history books. Baharistan carpet, which is also known as Bahari Kasri and winter carpet, was lost in the course of the Arab invasion of Iran. But the fame of the Sassanid carpet was reached in the farthest known lands of the time. In a Chinese almanac that recorded the events between 590 and 617 AD, woolen carpets made in Iran were mentioned as taftan, which is probably a reference to the Persian verb taftan, meaning tufting. According to the information of this Chinese almanac, this carpet came to China as a trade item from the Sassanian land. The Chinese knew two types of Sassanid carpets, woven carpet and knotted carpet. The woven type probably referred to kilim. However, the knotted type referred to the art of carpet weaving. After the Arab conquest of Iran, the art of Iranian carpet weaving did not stop. Rather, it was combined with Islamic art on the path to progress. This monument, Al-Ukhader Fortress, or Abbasid Palace, or Al-Akhudir, in the southwest of the holy city of Karbala, was one of the oldest residences of the Abbasid caliphs during their rule. The Abbasid caliphs used Iranian hand-woven carpets to decorate their palaces. Iranian carpets were so valuable and important during this era that every year different Iranian tribes sent 600 carpets to the Abbasid caliphs as taxes. This is a carpet belonging to the end of the 3rd century of the lunar calendar, which is kept in the San Francisco Museum of the United States, and it is the oldest knotted woven carpet in the Islamic world. This carpet was discovered in Old Cairo in 1365 AH. The style of the carpet's pattern is Iranian, and it is possible that it was woven in the northeast of Iran. After the era of the Arab caliphs' rule over Iran, several dynasties and local governments came to power in Iran. One of these governments was the Seljuk Turks, who came to Iran from Central Asia and ruled over different regions of Iran for 1.5 centuries. Residents of Tehran probably recognized the Seljuk dynasty with this monument left by the Seljuks. Togrul Tower in the city of Rey, which apart from a pigeon house, was actually a clock to show the movement of the sun in the sky. It is said that no trace of carpets has been found in Iran during the Seljuk era. But why? How is it possible that after centuries of carpet weaving, all the signs of the existence of carpets in the country suddenly disappeared in a historical era. A clear answer to this mystery has yet to be found. But another event is added to the complexity of this mystery. A small population of Buddhists live high in the plains of Tibet. Tibetan Buddhists worship in ancient temples. Tibet was occupied by China in the middle of the 20th century and is still considered a part of the People's Republic of China.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us, because we're going to speak about the greatest Eid and occasion on the Islamic world, and that is Eid al-Qadir. Ya man atayta fazidta hubbana. أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate Eid al-Sa'id Let's enjoy this happy day Eid al-Mubarak Come on, let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah, Allah Thank you for this day
So, be with us on Friday, 18th of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 7th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Congratulations on the greatest Eid of the Muslims, Ummah, Eid al-Qadir. We listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 33.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The application of the Arabic word innama here, which is usually for restriction, is an evidence that this merit of purity is only for the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. The infallibles, for the sake of divine aids and their own pure deeds, are in a state that they do not go towards sins while they have power and authority to commit sin. On Eid al-Qadir, congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters. And we're speaking about greatest Eid of Allah, Eid al-Qadir.
ليله الكون في الآي المبين اليوم أكملت لكم يا ناس ديني قال إله الكون في الآي المبين اليوم أكملت لكم يا ناس ديني حق اليقيني.
Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said Allah's messenger was the first Imam. Ali ibn Abi Talib was Imam after him, and they were followed by the other Imams, peace be upon them all. After putting Ibrahim, the messenger, to all those tests, and after he passed through all those difficult stages, Allah the Exalted said to him when he had become old, I will make you an Imam to the nations. Chapter 2, verse 124. He said to him that he wants to make him an imam. This is what imamate means. This is an Islamic ideology which is based on firm principles and irrefutable arguments. We invite the entire world of Islam and all thinkers to this. The unity that the world of Islam needs today can be easily understood, but the contemplating on Quranic ayahs and truth provided that thinkers and experts pursue such issues. Dear Muslims, brothers and sisters, congratulations on Eid al-Qadir, this greatest Eid of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, dear brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about the message of Ghadir al-Khum. So this day is usually appreciated by different Muslims all around the world, specifically the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. And for this, people try to commemorate that important day, the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Prophet that if you do not send the message, your message has not been sent. If you do not do what you have been ordered, it means that you have not yet perfected the message. And we see that right after this appointment of Imam Ali alayhi salam as his successor and Imam of the Islamic nation, Allah sends Archangel Jibril and informs the Holy Prophet that today we have perfected your religion and our favor on you. So it means on this great day, the religion of Islam gets perfected. So it means, and the continuation of the prophecy, we have the lineage of Imamate, starting from Imam Ali alayhi salam. But everything it has to be in its order. The Holy Prophet is the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seen of the earth. And like any other Ulul Azm prophet, the Holy Prophet of Islam has his own successors and his Imams after him. The same way that Prophet Musa, the Prophet Isa had their Hawariyun and Nuqaba, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet of Islam, has his Imams right after him. So we have 12 Imam in this lineage, and the last Imam, and the last of whom is Imam Mahdi Alayhi Salam. And we are all waiting for his advent and reappearance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this great event and appreciate this important occasion and know its value, since it starts from prophecy and ends in imamate. And as the famous hadith says, the world is never free from a hujjah or a proof on the scene of earth. Definitely the proof of the time, the imam of the time, is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and we are all waiting for his arrival and advent. And may Allah include us among his real followers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day I have perfected for you your religion and complete my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين. ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه. اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه. أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
Acts of Imam Ali that prove politics and ethics can be combined riches to he would refute flattery. And other characteristics in the political behavior of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, was that he genuinely, not insincerely, asked the people to avoid flattering and sweet-talking him. He asked them to avoid behaving in an insincere manner towards him. In the middle of the sermon of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, which was one of his most articulate and astonishing sermons, someone stood up and began to praise and compliment him. When this person finished praising, the imam turned to him and advised, almost as much as this person spoke, avoid speaking to him. One of the sentences that he uttered in this sermon was, "Do not speak to me the way you speak to oppressive kings and rulers. Do not evade me as the people of passion are to be evaded. Do not meet me with flattery and do not think that I shall take it ill if a true thing is said to me." Congratulations on the imamate of a great person, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him. Happy Ghadir and Eid Mubarak to everyone.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets, their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
Qadir event is a source of unity for the Islamic Ummah. The late Ayatollah Amini, the author of the book Al-Qadir, and he was one of the greatest scholars in the Islamic world, believed that the Qadir is a source of unity for Islamic Ummah. Some people should not assume that Qadir is a source of discord. Shia Islam is rooted in a correct, healthy, and pure belief in divine revelation. Shia Islam means being committed to the values and Quranic criteria. Some people may talk nonsense and accuse Shia Islam of something that has nothing to do with it. They may say that Shia Islam is a fake sect. They may claim that Shia Islam is political in nature and that it has been added to Islam later on. Qadir invalidates all these claims. Thanks to the spirit of Velaya, Shia Islam has managed to achieve something that was a dream for all Muslims. In the past, all benevolent, committed, and sympathetic Muslims wished that Islam would one day gain power and would restore its original unity and authority. This achievement has been made thanks to the spirit of Velaya.
Dirar explains more the Imam, and he takes us to the second component of piety. The first component is to avoid sins. The second component is to go against your own desires. He tells us how the Imam used to do that. Then he said, the Imam would speak to this world. The Imam would address this world. كان يخاطب الدنيا يا دنيا أبي تعرفتي. O world, are you trying to go after me? أم إلي تشوقتي. Are you trying to deceive me, lure me? Never. غري غيري. Go after someone else. Try to deceive someone else. You cannot deceive me, O world. فقد طلقتك ثلاثا لا رجعة لي فيك. For I have divorced you 3 times and there is no way I'm going back. It's an expression to say that's it. I have abandoned this world and the temptations and the desires of this world. This was a very brief description of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Abu Darda, another companion of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, one day he went to the house of the Imam, to the backyard, to the garden, and he saw that the Imam would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After he supplicated, he fell to the ground unconscious. He said, I touched his body, it felt very hard, it's as if he was dead. He thought that the Imam had died, so he ran towards the house of the Imam, and he called on to his wife, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, and he told her that your husband has died. She told him, what happened? He said, he was supplicating with Allah, then suddenly he dropped, and it's as if he's dead. She told him, no, Abu Darda, the Imam is not dead. Every night he goes through this stage out of the love and fear that he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have hope in the mercy of God. But at the same time, we have to fear his punishment so that we never sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the life of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The Imam teaches us throughout his entire life that the world is simply not worth it. What is the world? What has the world to offer you? Many people spend their entire lives going for this world, working only for this life, being oblivious and forgetting the hereafter. The Imam is teaching us this world is not worth it. One day everyone shall depart this life and we shall go to our graves. We cannot take a single dollar or penny to our grave. Is this world worth it? The only thing that will help us is our good actions. And the Imam beautifully demonstrates that throughout his entire life.
نبلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Again, I express our congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on the greatest eve of Allah, Eid al-Qadir. Congratulations everyone and happy Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
Two Palestinians are killed in yet another raid by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. The US Treasury